grunge, flannel shirts, moody. Seattle music has a reputation, just an outdated one. We asked Seattle's legendary DJ, Marco Collins, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member, how the Seattle sound has moved on from the grunge scene.
I am still a champion of the scene. I am still a huge fan of what's going on, but it's not the same. In fact, I think the Seattle sound is all over the map right now, and I think it's a really good thing. You know, maybe not for marketing on a mass level, but there's so many talented new and dynamic bands coming out of this scene right now.
Well, let's jump all over that map. Let's start with, you brought a song for us from the Fame Riot.
God, I love these kids. Two kids, I mean, and they're literally kids. I mean, they're like 20 and 21 years old. Electronic dance. They are very colorful, and they're called the Fame Riot out of Tacoma.
Let's hear one of their songs, Heart Stray. Listeners, Marco Collins is dancing in his seat.
Yes, I love this band.
I know what I want, but it's bringing me down. I said, I know what you want, and it's bringing me down.
They're hooks. You can sing them. You can dance to them. I get lit up when I see these guys because it's more than just great pop songs. They are gender bending. You know,
they're bringing Hairspray back.
Their hair is nuts. You know, they've got things coming out of their outfits are crazy. I've seen them so many times. They're wearing huge fur coats on stage with spandex. There's a little bit of a glam thing coming back with them.
Yeah.
And it's funny, man, because you see it live and it still translates. Oftentimes when you have a visual element like that and a band that, you know, a good chunk of what they do is pre-recorded, you really don't get the live show. These kids come out and they rock the house. It's amazing watching them.
All right, let's hear another. Maldives is the band, and they're from where in the Seattle area?
They're from the Ballard area.
Ballard, okay. Yeah. To know you is to love you.
This is a very intense about face for this band. Basically, this was more of a country-esque,
rootsy
sort of Ballard, you know, very much a part of the Ballard
scene. Played the Tractor Tavern.
Tractor Tavern a lot, and they kind of decided to leave the banjo behind on this record. That is almost like Fantasia, animated, you know, brooms dancing across the ballroom floor, like very visual.
Crazy, I've been drinking to erase me.
Jason Dodson, the singer of the Maldives, ended up quitting drinking just so he could do the vocals on this record and make them clean and beautiful and bigger than anything he had ever done. And to the best of my knowledge, he hasn't gone back to the bottle.
One more, okay? Finally, you have one last song for us from Grace Love.
Oh, yeah.
And the True Loves.
Yes.
This is Fire.
Only for a moment.
Seattle soul.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because they're really, you know, I was thinking about the Seattle soul scene from the 90s until now, and there really hasn't been a huge, you know, group of bands that, you know, it's not really been a scene. Kind of got her start at a little club called the Sea Monster in Wallingford. And it's a club that really sort of embraces a lot of R&B, more of a rootsy sort of, you know, funk thing. And I saw her play with the band there, and it was at that moment that I knew something's going on with this woman. She gets up there and just commands it.
I got the
She's just a talent that everybody in Seattle is going to be hearing a lot more of in the upcoming years, for sure. And these three artists are three artists that I think can take off and really make, you know, make a difference on a national level, on an international level. And I think that we will see that from all three of these groups.
Seattle music icon Marco Collins there with some of the latest in local music. You heard The Fame Riot, Maldives, and Grace Love and The True Loves. And you still want that fire, you can have it because we're going to tweet out a link to you right now with some of that music. We're tweeting at KUOW.